Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Swory. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways on tonight, sharing with you the divine word of truth. Thank you, hallelujah, for tuning in tonight. All of you graciously tune in. May God bless you, you, and you. Hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today. And tonight as well. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I will be before your presence an hour on tonight. And if you have any prayer petitions that you would desire the Old Ship of Zion to go down in prayer at the conclusion of this program, it has to be at the conclusion when I get ready to, you know, sign off. Then you are welcome to call in with your prayer petition. And so right now we're going to go on into our intro prayer. We always acknowledge God in all that we do. And so we're going to go down in prayer at this time. I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart on tonight. Hallelujah, of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O graciously, Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. We know that you have lying in wait, a mansion that's not built by mortal man. But you are the architect, you are the creator, and you are the master, hallelujah, of this universe. And until you crack those clouds, one historical day, God, we will continue on with our itinerary that has been set before us. Hallelujah, we will continue on in your will, in your way, God. We'll be coming from the four corners of this earth, God, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. I want to be able to bring a rhema word, God, to each and every one that are hurting on tonight, God. Hurting in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, you're unsettled, mentally, physically, God. And I want to be able to bring a word to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul to let you know that you are not alone. And that you have someone that cares all about you. He cares about your every whim, your every cry, your every moan, your every groan. If you don't say anything, God cares and he can read sign language. Hallelujah. And Father God, I want to be able to bring a rhema word of encouragement, God, to those that are hurting. And I would be so mindful, God, won't take any credit, God, but we'll give you all the glory and honor and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus is his name. We'll allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Want you to get your good seat, get your latte, your beverages, your OJ, and get your digital devices. You can get your iPad. You can get your laptop. You can get your tablets and get all of your digital hardware and just sit down and allow me to just minister into your spirit tonight. I tell you, you know, we got so much that's going on around the globe, as you already know. But I just want to bring you words of comfort to settle your mind and your spirit and let you know that you are not alone, that you have God first and foremost, and then you have all the saints of God in your corner. So you are not alone. And you have me. And I want you to know that I love you. I love you from the depths of my very soul. So we're going to go right on now into a program that's already in progression. And we're going to go right on into our first key scripture on tonight. And it reads this. Before we go into our scripture reading, I want to give you the sermon on tonight. The sermon on tonight is Wi-Fi call to God. And we're talking about prayers. We're talking about our prayers that we offer up to God in the heavenly realm. And that sermon again on tonight entitled Wi-Fi call to God. We know that when we need God, we go to God in prayer. May we be riding or walking or bending or stooping or lying. It doesn't make any difference because God can hear us in any, hallelujah, any mode. God can hear you and I. So we're going to go and read our first key scripture on tonight, and it reads this. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints. That scripture reading is coming out of Psalms 85 and 8. All right, we're going to move along on into our second key scripture for tonight. And it's read this. There is not a word on mine and yours and our tongue, but behold, our Lord, my Lord, your Lord, hallelujah, you know it all together. That scripture reading is coming out of Psalms 139 and 4. And we know that God hears us. When we come to hear him in sincerity and honesty, God hears us. We are his children. We are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that gone are the days when a real person would greet you on the other end of a phone call. And it seems as though whenever we try to reach out and touch someone, we are greeted with a computerized voice in this day that we're living in right now, called the New World. We're in the New World Order. But I'm glad that this isn't true of our Father that's in heaven. We know that he is always there, as I want to outline to you on tonight. Let you know that you are not alone, that you are not by yourself, but you have a comforter. You have someone that can take all your burdens. Hallelujah. And he can carry them. Hallelujah. But we know that our Heavenly Father, he is always there. You don't have to encounter any voice boxes, mailboxes, or no press tube for more grace, no call waiting interruptions. Thankfully, call to me, says the Lord, and I will answer you. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Jeremiah 33:3. Hallelujah. Has not been replaced by all lies. Are now busy. Your call is important to me. Please stay on the line. Yet I wonder what kind of access he has to you and I, you might ask. We know that communication with God is a two-way street. He speaks to you and I through his word will become attentive before him in prayer. And through the clear voice of the indwelling spirit, he pays a great price to keep the line open so that you and I can experience the joy of being still long enough to know that he is God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 46 and 10. Hallelujah. And as he walked with me and he talked with me and he tells me that I am and you are and we are his own. And the joy that we share as we tarry there, no other has ever known. And we know that the joy of hearing his voice is a call you don't want to miss. I want to ask you on tonight, is God getting through to you? Have you made that Wi-Fi call to God yet? All the lines are open and the angels are standing by. Hallelujah. Cheerfully waiting on your response. And we know that depending on your outlook, this is either a terrible, depressing passage or a very exciting one. It speaks on now the people of Israel. They had failed God and denied his authority in their lives. Despite their failures, though, God addresses his fallen and broken people, being as he do today, and he offers them restoration. And as we read in Jeremiah 31, notice the hope God offer and the emptiness upon his actions rather than Israel. Have loved thee. I have drawn thee. I will build thee. Verse 4. Thou shalt go forth in the dances because of what God does. Verse 4. Thou shalt yet plant because of God's provision. Verse 5. The living and loving God who was with Israel in the destruction would also be with them in the restoration, in the reconstruction. Before we go rushing out today and decide to build ourselves up, let's note that repentance, a genuine turning around, precedes restoration. That verse is verse 18 through 19. We know that the key to restoration and a return to oneness with our God is an agreement with God that the relationship between him and us has been violated. When we make such an admission, God pours free flowing grace upon you and I. We can then rejoice, hallelujah, today in the truth that God desires for you and I to know that he does forgive, he does restore, and he bring us back from all of those situations in which we have been captive. As Jeremiah 31 shows, we will see three differences between the old life and the new life. First, in our new lives, we will have God's law in our minds. And our hearts will define ourselves as God's people. That's verse 33. Secondly, in our new lives, we will know God rather than simply know about him. Verse 34. And thirdly, in our new lives, we will rely on God's faithfulness and integrity rather than our own. He will reign over our nature with his steadfast rhythm. He will reign over you and I. He will reign over us. And he will love us just as steady. That scripture is coming out of the verse 35 through 37. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that the Bible tells us that God knows our every thought, our every word on our tongue. According to Psalms 139, 1 through 4. And we don't know what to pray for. The Holy Spirit makes intercession for you and I with groaning which cannot be uttered. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 8 and 26. These biblical truths assure you and I that we can have communication with God, even without a word being spoken, because he knows the intentions and the desires of our heart. Hallelujah. What a comfort when you and I are perplexed or in deep distress. We don't have to worry if we can't find the words to express our thoughts and feelings. Hallelujah. We don't have to feel embarrassed if sometimes our sentences break off, half finished. God knows what we are going to say. We don't have to struggle to keep our mind focused on the Lord. And for that matter, we don't have to worry about proper posture in prayer. If we are elderly or arthritis, that means having arthritis, and can't kneel, God already knows that is no problem with him. What God cares about is the posture of our heart. What a wonderful God. No matter how much you and I might falter or stumble in our prayer, he hears you and I. Hallelujah. His heart of infinite love responds to the needs and emotions of yours and mine and our, hallelujah, intricate heart. So I would just encourage you, keep on praying. Keep on sending up your temple every day. Keep your call a communication line open to God in the form of a Wi-Fi call to God on tonight. Breaker 19. You got a Wi-Fi call to God on tonight. You got some children that's standing right there on the line. Hallelujah. You got the angelic angels that's standing there. Hallelujah. That can summon the master to the Wi-Fi line of communication on tonight. Don't be shy to call in to God, because he hears your every groan. Hallelujah. We know that thy prayers is the soul's sincere desire. Unaltered or expressed, the motions of a hidden fire that tremble in the breast. We know that prayers does not require eloquence, but earnestness. So if we are earnest in our earnestness of praying, God hear us when we pray. God can hear our moaning and our groaning. God hears every word. We know that Nehemiah was a great leader who also faced overwhelming burdens. We are facing burdens in our lives, in the world today, all around about us. It's unrest. We got burdens that are too heavy for us to carry. So we must give our burdens to the Lord. We have burdens accompanied by the Jewish exile who had returned from Babylon in Nehemiah's time. And he was given the task of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Amid the terrible opposition, he refused to be intimidated by the jeers and threats of the enemy. Instead, the man of God, he organized a dual strategy of construction and military defense. Hallelujah. Bathing their effort in prayer. And we made our prayer to our God. And because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. That's coming in out of the law of Nehemiah 4 and 9. Nehemiah addressed the ongoing threats the workers face by getting their focus back on God. That's what you and I are to do, is take the focus off of our surroundings and put the focus back into God. Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome. And I want to ask you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, are you facing crushing responsibilities today. Praying for God's help and putting together a practical plan can give your strength to complete the task. We know that the Lord, the newness of the day, we can call on Him, and He will never put us on hold. He will never put us on three-way. There will never be, hold on, I got another line. But God can answer each and every one of our prayers, our Wi-Fi requests at one time. If we invite God, hallelujah, just invite God to our burden. He will be delighted in carrying a heavy load. All you got to do is make a Wi-Fi call to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just make your Wi-Fi call to God. He'll answer on the first ring. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and pack your mind, as I have given unto you the divine word of truth. And if you have any prayer petitions, hallelujah, that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Send your prayer respondents. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program, bringing you hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart on tonight. I want you to be encouraged because you have saints of God all around the globe that love you, hallelujah, and that are praying for you, are rooting for you, hallelujah. You be encouraged, hallelujah, and go in God and allow God to go in you. Don't forget to make your Wi-Fi call to God. He's never sleep, nor do He slumber. Never too early, never too late. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Listen up, hymns of Zion. Be blessed, beautiful people of God everywhere. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm just saying to take just a minute or so and just raise the roof in this place.
No. Victory's won. I'm trying to hear the soul, but you've been so good.